In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, December the 8th, I believe. Glad you could be with us, as always, everybody. Economic stimulus in a bit. First, though, the transition team at Trump Tower made it official this morning. Scott Pruitt, the attorney general of Oklahoma, a climate change denier who has also sued the Environmental Protection Agency over its regulations on greenhouse gases and who is a close friend of the oil and gas industry, has been chosen to run the EPA. So, handwriting on the wall time here. One can assume a Pruitt EPA will be a get-out-of-the-way EPA, one that would yield to market forces. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong explains where those forces are headed.
One target of the incoming administration is the EPA's power plant regulation. The Clean Power Plan pushes to burn less coal. But if you reject that plan for, we'll call it the free market power plan, you might get to the same place. Coal is losing out to cheap natural gas anyway, says consultant John Larson at the Rhodium Group.
One of the great ironies is that they may oversee a power sector that meets the same emission reduction outcomes as what the Clean Power Plan was going to require, solely because of market dynamics like cheap gas and cheap renewables.
That's his outlook for the next couple decades. We'll call that the midterm future. But long term, natural gas is still a carbon polluter. So deregulation on its own could accelerate climate change, says energy economist Michael Greenstone at the University of Chicago.
When one hears about, yes, we want to cut the cost for business today, they should also hear in the back of their mind, and I want to increase costs on society in the future by having more disruptive climate change. And that's the fundamental trade-off here.
The president-elect also wants to, quote, unleash the U.S. oil sector. The thing is, oil executive Ed Herz, also an economist at the University of Houston, says American drillers have been leashed by OPEC and low prices from oversupply. As for the EPA?
It really doesn't have any bearing on it. The government can be a cheerleader for crude oil production, but it's not going to change the market forces.
Any lifeline to industry would be thrown by the Saudis and the Russians, not Washington. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.